ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم وبعد. This is our sixth time meeting with you in this blessed Masjid, Masjid Khalid ibn al-Walid, in our blessed discussion of what every Muslim must know about their religion. We have finished in the last five meetings al-Iman billah, what it means and the importance of believing in Allah. Today we begin al-Iman bil malaika, what it means to believe in the angels, the obedience, honorable servants that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. And as you are accustomed to, we will focus our attention to four points. أربع نقاط. First, معنى الإيمان بالملائكة. What does it mean, or what is the importance of believing in ملائكة? Why? And we will translate this to you from الإمام البيهقي شعب الإيمان. What he has given you as the four main things that you, in understanding what it means to believe in the angels and why you must believe in them and how. ثانياً صفات الملائكة. What are the angels? قدرتهم. What are their powers? What are their abilities? خلقهم. What are their creation? How do they look? How do they appear? وأسماء بعض الملائكة. Some of the names that have been narrated to us, whether in the Quran or in the authentic ahadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Third, ibadat al-malaika. How do the angels worship Allah? And it's important. And fourth, al-malaika wa bani adam. The relationship between the angels and mankind. And this is one of the greatest responsibilities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to al-malaika. This is their reason, one of their reasons of creation. أنا وأن Allah tells us about mankind والجن وما خلقت الإنس والجن إلا ليعبدون. Mankind and the jinn were created to worship me. Al-malaika, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created different groups and types for certain responsibilities. Most of them involve human beings. And we will soon learn this, inshaAllah ta'ala. So we begin, معنى الإيمان بالملائكة.
يقول شيخ الإسلام الإمام البيهقي شعب الإيمان, and it is page, it's volume one, the first volume, page 163, he says, الإيمان بالملائكة ينصدم معاني. Believing the angels means you must know certain things and for certain reasons. أولا, التصديق بوجودهم. To know that you must believe that they are there. For this is something that Allah has ordered you. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب. If the malaika had nothing to do with you as a human being, just by Allah saying they exist, you must believe in them. So this is awwal shay, to believe that they are there. ثانياً, إنزالهم منازلهم, to place them at the levels that Allah has given them. وإثبات أنهم عباد الله, to know and to believe and to say that they are nothing more than Allah's servants and slaves. وخلقه كالإنس والجن مأمورون ومكلفون. And that angels are nothing more than slaves and servants of Allah, who are created just like human beings and the jinn were created. They have been ordered to do certain things, مأمورون ومكلفون. And they have been asked to do certain things. لا يقدرون إلا ما على يقدرهم الله تعالى عليه. They have no ability to do anything except what Allah has given them ability to do. لا يسبقونه بالقول. They cannot do anything, say anything, except what Allah has said and ordered them to do. والموت جائز عليهم. and you must also believe that death is something that happens to angels. ولكن الله تعالى جعل لهم أمدا بعيدا, except that Allah has given the angels a lifespan different than human beings' lifespan. They live at a longer rate or a longer time than we do. فلا يتوفاهم حتى يبلغوا, and they shall not pass away until they reach this certain time. ولا يوصفون بشيء يؤدي وصفهم به إلى إشراكهم بالله تعالى. And never are you as a Muslim, as a mu'min, permitted to describe an angel or the angels in a way that can cause someone to take them as partners with Allah. And this is what the Jews and the Christians fell into. They made the malaika miniature gods. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. So this is one of the major things that we as Muslims are different than them from. ثالثاً, third, in believing in the angels, الاعتراف بأن منهم رسل, that we must know that from the angels there are messengers who were messengers between Allah and mankind, جبريل, ميكال, and as such. وقد يجوز أن يرسل بعضهم إلى بعض, and there are also messengers, رسل, of angels to other angels, رسل, angels to other angels. ويتبع ذلك, and after this, fourth, we know الاعتراف بأن منهم حملة العرش. After we understand this, we therefore begin to know that angels have certain responsibilities. From them حملة العرش, those who uphold the throne of Allah عز وجل. ومنهم الصافون, other angels are created for nothing else than to stand in rows praising Allah in صفوف. ومنهم خزنة الجنة, others are created for the sole purpose of being servants and caretakers of paradise, al-jannah. وَمِنْهُمْ خَزَنَةُ النَّارِ, and others are created for the sole purpose to being caretakers in the fire. وَمِنْهُمْ كَتَبَةُ الْأَعْمَالِ, and from the angels are those who their sole purpose is to write the deeds of mankind, as we shall soon see, insha'Allah. وَمِنْهُمُ الَّذِينَ يسوقون السحاب, others Allah has given control, ordering them to move clouds from place to place. وقد ورد القرآن بذلك كله أو بأكثره, and the Quran has described all of this to us through the words of Allah. Allah tells us, آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله. Therefore it is part of Iman to believe in Allah, His angels, and this is our discussion with you today. So this is what it means, ma'na al-iman. To know that they exist, to not give them more than what Allah has said about them, and not to take away what Allah has praised them with, and to know that each of them has a certain role and responsibility. Sifat al-malaika, the characteristics and how they look, how they appear, what are they created of. The hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, narrated by Imam Muslim, she says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خلقت الملائكة من نور, the angels were created from light. وخلق الجن من مارج من نار, and the devils, the jinn were created from fire. وخلق الإنسان مما ذكر لكم, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, and mankind has been created from what has been described to you, meaning in the Quran. So we said, al-malaika, صفاتهم, we begin by describing the angels, how they look and what they are created from. The hadith, the Prophet ﷺ says in Sahih Muslim, from the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, he says about the malaika, they are created from light. What kind of light? This is a question that you and I do not dare ask. And this is what many of the different sects who have entered into misguidance have entered in. Many of them say that they are created from the light of Allah, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. Never as a Muslim are you permitted to speak about Allah or His creation in any way except with a nas or with a dalil from the Quran or the authentic Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, we say the malaika are created from light. What type of light? Allahu a'lam. Why were they created from light? Allahu a'lam. This is from Allah's knowledge. And every hadith, كل ما روي في هذا الباب, every hadith that mentions the malaika are created from this type of light or this type of thing, they are all mawdu' or da'if, or they are from al-Isra'iliyat, the stories of the Jews in their Bible and the Talmud. So therefore there is nothing in Islam that says what type of light. They were created from light. Wallahu a'lam what kind and when. This is another question. Mata khuliqu? When were the angels created? Allahu a'lam. But we know that their creation was before the creation of mankind. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. And when Allah spoke to the angels and said to them, I shall place on the earth a khalifa, meaning Adam and us, his dhurriyyah, his lineage, alayhi salam. The angel and their size. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the angel and gave them يَزِيدُ فِي الْخَلْقِ مَا يَشَاءُ, increases in their creation and their size whatever he wills. And in order to bring تَقْرِيبُ الْمَعَانِ so that you understand this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he narrates to us what he saw when he saw Jibreel in his angelic size. In his angelic, in how he looked as an angel. Because as we will see, the angels can take the forms of different things. For we know the hadith of Jibreel, the first hadith in Sahih Muslim, narrated from Ibn Umar, that his father Umar al-Khattab said, a man came who was dressed in very white clothing, and his hair was very dark, and he sat with us and he asked the Rasulullah ﷺ, مَا الْإِسْلَامِ مَا الْإِيمَانِ مَا الْإِحْسَانِ. We all know the famous hadith. In it, at the end, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَتَاكُمْ جِبْرِيلِ. Jibreel came in this form, يُعَلِّمْكُمْ, to teach you your religion. But the al-Malak Jibreel, in his original creation, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him this way only twice. Only two times, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Jibreel in all of his creation. And the ahadith in this are narrated as a tafsir of the ayat in the Quran, in a verse in Surah At-Takwir, وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ بِالْأُفُقِ الْمُبِينِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, describing what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw, indeed he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him in the clear horizon towards the east. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Jibreel in the sky. And also in Surah An-Najm, وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ نَزْلَةً أُخْرَى. And your messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Jibreel another time, another descent, when Jibreel was coming down, عِنْدَ سِدْرَةِ الْمُنْتَهَى, near سِدْرَةِ الْمُنْتَهَى, the tree of the furthest boundary. This tree is the boundary that Allah has placed, that nothing can pass it to enter to Allah, except whom He wills. And from them was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who came to this point of Sidratul Muntaha in al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, as we all know. And indeed, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him there the second time. He says, as in the hadith narrated by Imam Muslim, again from the hadith of Aisha, she said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم عن هاتين الآيتين إنما هو جبريل. After reading these two verses we recited, Surah At-Takwir and Surah An-Najm, verily this was Jibreel. لم أراه على صورته التي خلق عليها إلا مرتين, هاتين المرتين. Never did I see Jibreel except these two times in the way that Allah had created him. رأيته منهبطا من السماء. I saw him descending from the sky, سادا eclipsing, covering the sky. عظم خلقه. His size covered the whole sky. ما بين السماء إلى الأرض. From the earth to the sky. Covered. The Prophet ﷺ, the whole sky, the whole horizon were covered by the size of Jibreel. In the hadith narrated by Imam al-Bukhari, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he says, رَأَى مُحَمَّدًا جِبْرِيلِ وَلَهُ 600 جُنَاحٍ. When the Prophet ﷺ saw Jibreel these two times, he saw Jibreel with his 600 wings. With his 600 junah wings. Do not think now, what kind of wings? Is it a bird? Is it a plane? These are things that you as a human being cannot understand. It is a creation that Allah has created. And this is why as Ahlul Sunnah, we always, just like Al-Asma' wa Sifat, Allah's most honored names and attributes, bila tahreef, don't change the meaning. وَبِلَا تَأْوِيل, don't try to make it seem other than what it is. وَبِلَا تَشْبِيه, do not try to say it is like this. It is from Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah says about the malaika having wings in the first ayah of Surah Fatir. Alhamdulillah, all praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah, فاطر السماوات والأرض. Praise be to Allah who originated, who began, who was the only creator of all the heavens and the earth. جَعَلَ الْمَلَائِكَ, he created the angels, رُسُلًا, as messengers to one another and to mankind. أُلِي أَجْنِحَ, they have wings, مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَاعَ, two, three or four wings. يَزِيدُ فِي الْخَلْقِ مَا يَشَاءَ, and Allah increases those whom He wills, like Jibreel. 600 wings. إن الله على كل شيء قدير. Surely Allah is able to do all that He will. والملائكة are beautiful. الملائكة have beauty. And this is something that is found in every culture. Jews, Christians, Muslims, all of us state and say that الملك, an angel, is beautiful. Listen to Surah Yusuf. Yusuf, as we know, the Prophet ﷺ says, أُعْطَى شِطْرًا حُسْنًا. The Prophet ﷺ said, of all mankind, Yusuf was given half of beauty. Sayyidina Yusuf, the Prophet of Allah, he was given half of all the beauty given to all of mankind. So therefore, when he was being raised by this woman, she locked the doors, as we know Surah Yusuf. Inshallah, later we may have a class on this surah. The lady, she closed the doors. غلقت الأبواب وقالت حيت لك. She said, I am here for you. قال معاذ الله إنه ربي أحسن مثواي. I seek help in Allah. He is my Lord who has given me strength in worshipping Him. إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ, surely those who oppress will not ever succeed. وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابِ, he began to run away from her, and she grabbed him from the back of his shirt. وَقَدَّتْ قَمِيصَهُ مِنْ دُبُرٍ وَأَلْفَ يَا سَيِّدَهَا لَدَ الْبَابِ. As she ripped her shirt, she noticed her husband coming through the door. قَالَتْ مَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ في أهلك سوءا إلا أن يسجن أو يقتل. She said, as soon as she saw her husband, how are you going to punish a person who tries to do evil with your family? But she does not say murder him or kill him, because she loves him. She says, إلا أن يسجن, put him in prison. شوف, ترى إن كيدكن عظيم, put him in prison because she loves him. She is hoping. Later on in the same surah, وَقَالَ نِسْوَةٌ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ امْرَأَةُ الْعَزِيزِ تُرَاوِدُ فَتَاهَا عَنْ نَفْسِهِ. People in the town, they began to speak about whom? This woman. She has become insane of love for this slave child, Yusuf. فَأَرْسَلَتْ إِلَيْهِمْ وأعتدت لهن متكئا. She called all of these women and prepared for them a meal and a seating in her home. وأعطت كل واحدة منهن سكينا وقالت اخرج عليهم. She gave each of them a knife in her hand to eat the food with, to cut the food. But she tricked them and she told Yusuf to enter the room. فلما رأينه أكبرنه. When they saw him, they exalted him. أكبرنه وقطعن أيديهن. And from their astonishment, they cut their own hands with the knife. وقلن حاش لله. They said, all power is to Allah. ما هذا بشرا. This could not be a human. What did they say? إن هذا إلا ملك كريم. Truly, this is like an angel who is honored by Allah. Therefore, even back then, Al-Malak was known as beauty, even describing it to a human being. Also, Al-Malaika are never to be described as male or female. Male, ذكر أو أنثى. And this is something that Allah has made clear in the Quran. Because the mushrikeen, they came and they used to say that Allah, for him, is the girl. And for us, is the boy. To make falsafa, to philosophize for themselves, their killing of the women. For they used to put the baby girl into the sand and bury her alive. And they would say that this is for Allah. And we keep the boys. So Allah tells them, فَاسْتَفْتِهِمْ يَا مُحَمَّدْ. Ask them, أَلِرَبِّكَ الْبَنَاتِ وَلَهُمُ الْبَنُونَ. Ask them, O Muhammad, how could you say that to Allah is the girls or the daughters and to us are the boys? أَمْ خَلَقْنَا الْمَلَائِكَةَ إِنَاثًا وَهُمْ شَاهِدُونَ. Ask them, maybe they will tell you. Do they say that they know or that they saw us, witnessed us, create angels only women or daughters? How could they say this? أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ مِنْ إِفْتِهِمْ لَيَقُولُونَ. Surely from the greatest of lies that can be said, وَلَضَ اللَّهِ, that these are the daughters of Allah, وَإِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ, or that Allah has given offspring, and surely this is a great lie that they have performed. أصطفى البنات على البنين. How could they think that Allah the Most High would choose daughters over sons or sons over daughters? He is more majesty. سبحانه أن يكون له ولد. Praise be to Allah that anyone can comprehend that he should have a son or a daughter or an offspring. Also, Allah tells us in another ayah, وجعلوا الملائكة الذين هم عباد الرحمن إناثا أشهدوا خلقهم ستكتب شهادتهم ويسألون. And these mushrikeen, they say that the عباد of الرحمن, the most honorable servants, the angels of Allah, the ملائكة, who are true worshippers of the most beneficent, most merciful, are women, are daughters, are girls. أشهدوا خلقهم. Have they witnessed their creation? فَتُكْتَبُ شَهَادَتُهُمْ وَيَسْأَلُونَ. We shall write what they have said and they shall be asked and punished. Also we notice الْمَلَائِكَ لَا يَتْعَبُونَ. You and I, Bani Adam, we get tired sometimes from worshipping Allah. Not every night we will pray tahajjud, مثلا. Some, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, we seek refuge in Allah. Some Muslims, they will say we are too tough, not even tahajjud. Sometimes I feel embarrassed to say this word, tahajjud. So we say sajd. Al-Malaika are different. Malaika are different. Yusabbihuna, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-Layla wal-Nahar la yafturun. They make tasbih, always praising Allah day and night, night and day. لا يفطرون, أي لا يضعفون, without feeling tired, miss, or laziness. They are created, some ملائكة are created just for this purpose, to praise Allah the Most High. And this is why Allah ghani. Allah is in no need of you and I, of worshipping Him. When you worship Allah, you do not increase Allah. And when you disobey Allah, you do not decrease Allah. Wallahu huwa al-ghani. Allah is the most praised. And He is in no need of you or I. You are only harming or benefiting yourself. Al-Malaika, where do they live? Fi as-sama', and above the heavens. As Allah has shown us in the Quran. For example, Surah Al-Qadr, Laylat Al-Qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi Laylat Al-Qadr. وما أدراك ما ليلة تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها. The angels descend from the heaven on this night to the earth. ليلة القدر. Also, وما نتنزل إلا بأمر ربك. In Surah Maryam, Jibril, when the Prophet ﷺ asked him, Ya Jibril, Malak, why do you not come more often to visit us? Because when Jibril visits the Prophet ﷺ, it means more Quran. So the Prophet ﷺ was greedy for more Quran. So he used to tell Jibreel, Ya Jibreel, descend more. Come down, visit me more. So he told him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as Allah says in Surah Maryam, وَمَا نَتَنَزَّلُ إِلَّا بِأَمْرِ رَبِّكِ. We do not descend to you except by the order of your Lord, Ya Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. عدد الملائكة, how many? وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. No one knows the amount of those who Allah has created except Him. His junood. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. But to give you an example, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, in the famous hadith muttafaqun alayh, the hadith of al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, he says, after I reach the seventh heaven, as-sama' as-sabi'ah, after the seventh heaven, I came to Al-Bayt Al-Ma'mur, the house above the heavens that is like or fulfills the same role like the Kaaba on earth. This is a place where the Malaika come to praise and worship Allah and to make Hajj. The Prophet ﷺ says, هَذَا الْبَيْتُ الْمَعْمُورُ يُصَلِّ فِيهِ فِي كُلِّ يَوْمِ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ مَلَكٍ لَا يَعُودُونَ إِلَيْهِ. In this place, Al-Bayt Al-Ma'mur, 70,000 angels every day come to pray to Allah, and they will never return to it because there is always 70,000 new ones coming to take their place. So this is the multitude of al-Malaika. And if you consider with every human being, there is a malak who writes the good and a malak who writes the evil. As in the tafsir of Abdullah ibn Abbas, he says, رَقِيبٌ وَعَتِيدٌ. On the right shoulder or on the right side of the human being is the angel that writes all of your hasanat. And on the left side is the angel that writes all of your sayyi'at. And there is another angel who is always with you, other than these two, as we will see inshaAllah, who is like the qareen. He is like your twin. Just like also with you is a jinn who is like your qareen. And the malak and the jinn fight in advising you. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, in the third mujallad of his fatawa, he has a beautiful, maybe 70 pages in discussing the merits of understanding that there is this malak al-qareen and the malak and the jinn. If you are constantly doing good, your angel is beating the jinn. And when you are beginning to do more evil than good, the jinn is taking more control than the malak. And this is according to your own niyyah, your own intentions and amal. So the malak comes to you and inspires you to do more good. You wake up for Fajr every day, because before you go to sleep you read Ayatul Kursi, where the Prophet ﷺ says, يَظَلُّ عَلَيْكَ, guarding you will be an angel standing at your bed. Nothing shall harm you. Nothing shall come near you. And we shall soon see this in our discussion with al-malaika and mankind. Asma ba'd al-malaika. We have only been given few names for some of the angels. From them in Surah Al-Baqarah, من كان عدوا لله وملائكته وجبريل وميكال. So therefore جبريل وميكال. Also اللهم رب جبريل وميكال وإسرافيل, who is an angel, إسرافيل, who Allah has commanded to blow the horn for the day of Qiyamah, as we will see inshaAllah. Also a malak named Ridwan, who is the keeper of Al-Jannah, خازن الجنة رضوان. ونادوا يا مالك ليقضي علينا ربه. The keeper of the fire is a malak, an angel named Malik. And we, and والعياذ بالله, not we, and the people in the fire shall call out to Malik. ونادوا يا مالك, they shall scream, O Malik, ليقضي علينا ربك. Malik, tell your Lord, ask your Lord to put an end to our lives and our punishment. إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ. He shall answer them, your Lord has said you will live here forever. No hope. Do not ask again. Also, we see quickly that al-malaika can take form, can take shape. As we know, Surah Maryam, واذكر في الكتاب مريم إذ انتبذت من أهلها مكانا شرقيا فاتخذت من دونهم حجابا فأرسلنا إليها روحنا فتمثل لها بشرا سويا. تمثل لها, he changed into the form Jibreel of a man in all fine respects. قالت إني أعوذ بالرحمن منك إن كنت تقيا. She was so convinced that he was a human, she asked Allah to save her from him. قال إني رسول, I am just a messenger that has come to you. Also we see the hadith of Jibreel, as we narrated to you the hadith of Umar al-Khattab, where Jibreel came in white clothes with dark hair to teach the Muslims their religion. So these are just some of the examples that al-malaika can take the form. Also there is the hadith which we will discuss with you inshallah next week, where the malaika was sent as a fitna, as a test to mankind. Hadith al-Aqra', the bald one, in the bald person, the one who had a skin disease, and the one who was blind. Allah sent an angel to these three people, and he told him, a malak came in the form of a human being, and he told the bald person who had no hair, what is the one thing that you would wish for? He told him, I wish to have fine hair. So the angel told him, you will have this. He was given hair. The next one, I wish to see. The last one, I wish fine skin without leprosy. And then he came back in the form of another human being and asked them to help him. Many of them rejected except one, and we will see the hadith, and therefore the malak praised him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him his mercy. So a malak, an angel, can come as a test from Allah to mankind. Ibadat al-malaika, how do they worship Allah? The greatest and the most often is a tasbih, making dhikr. Alladhina yahmiluna al-arsha wa man hawla, those who uphold the throne of Allah and those who are around the throne, يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ, are constantly praising and sending blessings to their Lord جل وعلا. والتسبيح لا ينقطع, and their تسبيح never stops. They are constantly making and praising Allah عز وجل. Also الصف, and this is عبادة, standing in rows to Allah عز وجل. This is why the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم emphasized for us greatly that when we are in salah or when we are in jihad, that we make our lines straight. He says, أَلَا تَصُفُونَ كَمَا تَصُفُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهَا. Do you not stand in straight lines like how the angels stand in front of Allah in straightened lines? فَقُلْنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ how is this? They asked him, how do we make our lines straight? He said to them, how do the angels do it? يَثُمُّونَ الصُّفُوفِ. They complete the line. They do not leave any gaps in the line. It is full. وَيَفَرَصُونَ فِيهِ. And they make it as straight as they can. Also the malaika, they make hajj. As we know, we narrated to you the hadith of Al-Bayt al-Ma'mur, the hadith where the Prophet went to Isra wal-Mi'raj, in Surah Al-Tur, Wa-Tur, Wa-Kitab al-Mansur, Fi Raqq al-Mansur, Wal-Bayt al-Ma'mur. In the beginning of Surah Al-Tur, Allah makes Hasan, makes an affirmation by saying Wal-Bayt al-Ma'mur, and this blessed house that is in the heavens. Also, we see that from the ibadah of al-malaika, يَخَافُونَ اللَّهِ وَهُمْ مِنْ خَشْيَتِهِ مُشْفِقُونَ. That وَهُمْ مِنْ خَشْيَتِهِ مُشْفِقُونَ. That the angels from the fear of their Lord, they are in complete awe of Him. لَا يَسْبِقُونَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ. Never do they speak a word or ask before they are ordered. They never لَا يَشْفَعُونَ. They never make shafa'ah except whom Allah has ordered. Insha'Allah, we will continue next week with the second and final part of Al-Iman Bil-Malaika. And this is an important part, which is what I wish to really discuss with you. This was actually an introduction to who the Malaika are. Next week, how do they influence us? How do the angels influence us? Are they around us? Will we meet them? Can you see them? All of these things, insha'Allah, we will discuss with you in the next يوم السبت المقبل إن شاء الله تعالى. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.